Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
You heard in the bulletin, the Minister for Justice has spoken today about efforts to tackle crime on the streets of the capital amid criticism that recruitment has been slow to resume after Templemore was closed during the pandemic and over-recruitment targets being missed this year. Minister Helen McEntee says that 46 recent graduates are being sent to Dublin to tackle crime. She spoke to the News at One earlier today about the number of Garda recruits being deployed in Dublin.
As of this week alone, there are 46 new members that have come directly out of Templemore that are going to be in Dublin city centre. The recruitment process has not moved as quickly as I would like. So the closing of Templemore through COVID-19 has meant that where there was a really steady flow of high numbers coming out of Templemore, that stopped. We've had to start the process again. We now have a steady increase. So 92 has gone to 135, 154. And today we now have close on 180 in our college.
That's Minister for Justice Helen McEntee on the News at One. Joining me now to discuss this is President of the Garda Representative Association, the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, and Sinn Féin spokesperson on Justice, Pat Daly. You're both very welcome to the programme. Brendan O'Connor, to you first of all, what's your response to that? 46 new recruits being sent to Dublin.
Well, look, at every single set of boots on the streets is going to make a bit of a difference, but I don't think that sending 48 recruits is going to solve the overall problem. It's a step in the right direction, but we have to remember these are trainee Gardaí. They're not a finished product. They're going out to learn. They need support structures. They need tutors. So it's an additional additional responsibility for existing colleagues. So while they are welcome, and it'll be a little while before they can actually perform duty autonomously with full as fully appointed members of the force.
Yeah, but do you not accept the underlying point that Templemore was closed for a while during the pandemic, and now the supply line of graduate Gardaí is strengthening all the time? We have 180 in the system at the moment. This is likely to get better in a short space of time. That's the Minister's point.
Yes, look, we welcome the improvement in the situation, and we've seen that the figures are rising. So hopefully that will be sustained. But at the end of the day, we're seeing what we're seeing on the other end of the career spectrum is members continuing to resign. We had another 8 in the most recent personnel bulletin, so that's bringing the numbers that's been quoted in the media at the weekend up from 71 to 79. And we also are approaching the 30th anniversary of an accelerated promotion or recruitment campaign. So we will see additional members eligible for retirement. And if patterns of recent years are to continue, we will see a continued exodus. So those recruitment figures, while welcome, will only perhaps stem the flow outward, but we don't see any uplift in numbers, and hopefully it won't be as severe an impact, but we're not convinced we won't see numbers continue to fall in an aggregate fashion.
Some in Parliament, Brendan, saying that the Garda retirement age should increase. What's your stance on that in the GRA?
Well, the GRA stance is that that we actually are in favour of increasing the retirement age. But I think, you know, 61 and 62-year-old personnel aren't the people to go out onto the streets of Dublin and tackle violent and aggressive offenders. But there is a place for people in the organisation, and we would welcome that. But unfortunately, all the statistical evidence and all the feedback we get from our members is that people at retirement age are choosing to get out. People want out of the organisation. It's not a good place to be. So increasing the retirement age isn't going to convince people to stay that actually want to buy their 6 month service and get out that door.
Why is it not a good place to be?
There's a kind of a combination of reasons, but certainly our members feel quite disillusioned. The morale is very poor. They don't feel supported by some of the management structures. They feel that the organisation is moving in a direction that they don't really recognise.
I don't understand that. When you say that Gardaí feel they're not supported and that the force is moving in a direction that they're not happy with, what does that mean?
Well, the guards are just they're disillusioned with the workload that they're experiencing because of the numbers dropping. Existing members, particularly on frontline units, are absolutely burned out. They're overburdened. They see that the jobs become about box ticking and adhering to meeting targets statistically in relation to satisfying computer systems and audit figures. They don't feel that they can go out there and do their job. When they do go out there and do their job, they're looking over their shoulder. Who's coming after me? Is it the Ombudsman? Is it management? We see Gardaí prosecuted, brought before the courts. So just they just feel that it's
well, there
it's
are
really
reasons,
different.
Of course, why the Ombudsman and oversight roles of Gardaí were strengthened in recent years, and you know that as well as anyone else. Can I ask you, though, if Gardaí are burnt out, What good will the overtime plan that's going to cost 10 million euro do in terms of helping police the streets of the capital?
No, we don't see that as a solution. There already is an allocation of overtime, so I don't know what's being announced, because what overtime means is it's not no additional Gardaí. It's what's doing is it's saying to the existing Gardaí that I refer to being burned out, saying we actually expect you to do more. And those systems that you find unworkable and that are driving you, that are driving people out of the organisation, we're going to ask you to come in and engage with them more on your time off.
So what were Gardaí saying, Brendan, when the 10 million overtime plan was announced on foot of the public conversation after the attack on poor Stephen Termini, the US tourist on Talbot Street? An awful lot of talk then about how unsafe Dublin city streets were and so on, and people coming forward with their own stories of how they were attacked or felt unsafe in the city. Then this is the context. Then the government comes forward with this 10 million euro overtime plan. What were Gardaí saying?
Well, the first thing Gardaí are saying is that we absolutely empathise and understand what the victims of crime are saying, because our members are under sustained attack and the numbers of assaults on our members are rising. So, and also it's our members that are on the coalface trying to maintain this public order problem and confront this policing challenge. So members are just saying we're already struggling to fill overtime slots. There's emails flying around the country every weekend now looking for guards as far away as Waterford to go up and police events in Dublin. So the number of guards just simply aren't there. And the Gardaí who are on rest days, some of them just can't do anymore. So as I say, the allocation of overtime, it's just asking the existing Gardaí to do more and to sacrifice more of their family time and their time off. So it's not a viable solution. Any allocation of resources is always welcome and can be used effectively. But unfortunately, as we say, we see the uptake of overtime is not a solution. And it's actually an admission that what is in place, as in the allocation of staff and their availability, cannot provide what's required for the day-to-day policing of our capital city. You know, we've got to the space now in a Garda Síochána corner where we have to have a special operation citizen, and bring in additional resources to provide an ordinary visible presence in the capital city. So that just gives an indication of how bad things are.
Yes.
The capacity within existing resources and the day-to-day policing requirement cannot be fulfilled by what's there.
Stay with me, Brendan O'Connor of the GRA, for a moment. Pa Daly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, is with me as well and listening to Brendan. Pa, you're very welcome to the programme. I suppose that the obvious question for you is you have to acknowledge, given what the context of crime we have, particularly in Dublin, you have to acknowledge, listening to Brendan, that there's no quick fix here.
Yes, good evening, Cormac, and good evening to Brendan too. This has been an issue for over a year, and unfortunately I think the government had taken their eye off the ball. There was at one stage about 15,000 guards, and now what you're down to is less 13,800. And when you're talking about frontline staff, you're really down to 12,009 Gardaí on it.
Yeah, you're going back a good while now with 15,000.
Yeah.
Pa. Where's the quick fix, or what solution would you propose now if you were the minister?
Well, the government are waking up to it, but this is only a very small measure, because the problem isn't just within the city centre. It's in all the stations around, and RTDs in West Dublin, like Sean Crowe and Paul Donnelly, are always telling me about the shortage of Gardaí out around that area. Tala, there's a unit there, 23 down to 12, Clondalkin, on each unit, 8 down to 4. But what we had proposed in when we launched our document last week was a more of a hybrid training model, such as they had in when COVID was going on, to increase the numbers. I think it was we had been speaking to Gardaí and to some academics. The hybrid training model that was introduced during COVID, where there was more on the in-station localised training when COVID was shut, you could have that in parallel with the regular Templemore training model.
But how would that fix our problem in Dublin city centre at the moment?
Well, the problem with Dublin City Centre is that there is a draw, as Brendan said, of whenever there's a protest or a concert, bringing guards from not only around West Dublin and North County Dublin, but around the state into Dublin. The in order to answer your question, the model has to be increased much faster.
I know, but you spoke on this last week.
You spoke about the hybrid system last week
that Sinn Féin has been proposing for some time. But my question is, even if there is a hybrid system of training Gardaí in suburban stations, I still don't know how that's going to fix the problem in the city centre, because they're still drawing the same number of Gardaí, aren't they?
Well, they are, but I don't think there's been enough effort made into recruiting in the new communities. I don't think that they haven't looked at properly the recruiting people who are over age 35 into an Gardaí Síochána to get them in there quicker. It's not as if you can take Gardaí from Killarney, or you know, where there's also a shortage, and around completely around the country. I'd have to agree with you that it is a short-term solution. It is difficult to bring them in, but the problem here is that the government had failed to plan. This problem was arising around this time last year, and the government didn't put the methods and the enough effort into getting more Gardaí out in the street.
And it's something I suppose that the minister would say. The minister would say, and she has been saying today, that they were getting Templemore back up and running at full tilt as well. That was the answer to the problem then, a year ago or so ago. But I didn't hear you at the time saying that wasn't enough.
Well, we had this model. We had proposed this model of the hybrid training model last year when we were asking questions of Heather Humphreys, who was running in charge of justice at the time. We informed her that the numbers that were going in, that if you did the maths on it, it was not going to be enough to not even to match the 1,000. Extra that was proposed and was still a target last week, by the way, when the Taoiseach was interviewed. Now it's down to 800 as a target, but it's unfortunate that the efforts were not made then. The acknowledgement wasn't made back then to see what they could do about increasing the numbers.
So do you think more funding pass should be allocated to recruitment of Gardaí?
I'm not so sure if funding is the answer.
But how do you recruit extra staff if you don't have extra funds?
There is a problem with the amount of speaking to guards. There's a problem with the training allowance that you get when you're going into Templemore. It's around the same as you would get if you were on job seekers. You know, that's not an incentive. I know from speaking to people from the new communities, if you Google, for example, the aptitude test to get into an Gardaí Síochána, what comes up is that there's a 500 euro fee for the training courses, the private training courses, to help you with the aptitude test. But most guards don't do that test. So
Sinn Féin would increase those allowances, is that right?
Well, for the guards who are going into Templemore, I think that's certainly something that we could look at. Obviously, the wages of Gardaí are tied into other across the civil service payments. So I'm not going to give you any commitment here in relation to that. But
they need to be looked at.
Not enough effort has been to recruit people in, and when they are in, get more people attesting. Get more people through Templemore,
let me go back to
if they're being trained on the station.
I understand. Let me go back to Brendan O'Connor of the GRA for a second. We have a text from Jim to 51551, Brendan, who says Ireland has more guards than the UK and many other European countries per head of population. So let's be honest, says Jim. What are the guards doing? Where are they?
Well, let's be absolutely honest, Cormac, and say, and we, the GRA, are on the record saying this, the guards are tied behind desks, ticking boxes, updating incidents that are of no importance, recording statistical data that's of no value to the organisation or society, and it's those work systems that need to be looked at, because we need to look and use the Gardaí that we have more effectively and get them out on the streets and keep them visible in communities. And that is one of the things, actually, young Gardaí who are choosing to resign and leave the organisation, a lot of times are telling us it's a frustration and an inability. People want to be out there.
Yeah. So, but that point has been made time and again. I have heard that point from you, Brendan, in fairness, and others. Gardaí behind desks, collating stats and so on. Why hasn't it been changed then?
Well, we don't know, and that's why a lot of the frustration that's building up in our organisation and in amongst our members is because we sit down with Garda management, we point out the problems. To give an example, there's a system called IMS, Investigation Management System. It's a very effective tool for managing serious crimes. It's been brought in across the country. So if someone steals a loaf of bread or a bottle of Lucozade from a shop, it's nearly at the same standard of a massive theft. Yeah.
And you're saying that's a question for the Gore, the Commissioner, is that right?
Yes. And we have raised the issue and we flagged it and we have made no progress.
So you want more civilians in the force to deal with that type of paperwork?
Well, what we want is the civilians that are in the job, that when they're brought in, that they're used in a proactive way to relieve Gardaí of administrative and duplicative functions, that there's a skill match between what's recruited and what's needed, not bring people in and create more and more bureaucracy and just create an additional burden. And every system that's updated and supposedly improved and streamlined actually end up taking more time and maybe more Garda staff.
Well, look, there's an awful lot of people really unhappy, not just the guards, with this as well. Dermot texts the programme to say local politicians from cities all over the country have been talking forever about antisocial behaviour, but a few lines from the US Embassy and hey presto, action is taken. That's Dermot to 51551. You can text the programme any comments or observations. But Brendan O'Connor, President of the Gorther Representative Association, and Pa Daly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, thank you both very much indeed.